As the Charles IV, Emperor by the Grace of God, exhibition continues in Prague Castle, visitors to the city are already able to gain an impression of art and culture during the reign of Charles IV, one of the golden ages of Czech history. But what was everyday life in Prague really like under one of the most famous Czech emperors? This is a question which a new exhibition accompanying the display of Gothic works in Prague Castle intends to answer. Chris Jarrett explains.
The 14th century brought great growth and prosperity to Prague. Following the accession of the Luxembourg family to the throne, John of Luxembourg and afterwards his son Charles IV set about transforming the Bohemian capital into a second Rome, with a vision of making it a centre of religion, politics and commerce with influence all over Europe. Now, a new exhibition opened in the Klam Galas Palace in the Old Town explains how people in the Czech capital really lived at this time of great prosperity. Organised by the Prague City Archive in cooperation with the Museum of the City of Prague, it presents Gothic documents, books and relics from the period to give an impression of how the city operated. The display, entitled Prague under the Luxembourgs, aims to expand on the current exhibition of Gothic art in Prague Castle, displaying the development of the city in terms of trade and politics during the Czech Golden Age. Miroslav Sklenář is the Deputy Executive Director of Prague City Hall.
The idea is to show that Prague at the time was really the center of monarchy. Prague at the time was not a regional city, but Prague was the real capital not only of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy. The idea is to show that Prague was the real capital of Europe. At the time, Charles IV was the leading person in European politics, and our idea is to show that really Prague is full of history, everybody knows this, but the idea is to remind that Prague used to be the real capital of Europe.
The exhibition is divided into 9 sections, which examine the Luxembourg dynasty itself, the appearance of Prague at the time, the construction of the new town and the further expansions to the city built under Charles IV. It also covers the less pleasant aspects of town life at the time, including the various plagues, fires and floods which swept the city, to give an accurate picture of town life. Exhibits include the original writings of the emperor himself from the year 1347, in which he assures residents of the old town that construction of the new town would not infringe upon their rights as citizens. Miroslav Sklenář believes that the lives of Prague citizens under the Luxembourgs should be of interest to people today.
I think that both for inhabitants and both for the visitors of the city, for the citizens of Prague and of Czech Republic, it's the chance to show them we could be proud about our history. There is something really important. And for the visitors, they see the architecture here. Prague is a unique historical center of UNESCO. In the center, you could see all the style of architecture. So also to remind the visitors that Prague is not only a historical site and historical UNESCO heritage site, but it used to be also an important political center. And I think it's important nowadays.
That was Deputy Executive Director of Prague City Hall, Miroslav Sklenář, speaking to my colleague Chris Jarrett about the Prague Under the Luxembourgs exhibition, which you can see in Prague's Klam Galas Palace until the 4th of June.